Blog Talk Radio.
There we go. Hey, Eric, how's it going?
Yeah.
I can hear you.
Oh, good. How's it going, Jance?
Is this Eric?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it sounds different. anyway, you've been up for 36 hours?
Oh, yeah, a little longer than that now. Just going crazy on the typewriter, making videos.
Right on.
My YouTube channel has, you know, been suspended because of Lenny Posner and the Adam Network. Because apparently the San Diego parents have nothing better to do than troll YouTube accounts. So ridiculous.
I read one of your posts there from Rebecca Ross.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it doesn't. Well, I mean, I guess we knew this 2 days ago. Not. You know, shit's about to hit the fan. So, I don't see any other way to look at it. I mean, everybody who's like all caught up in the election fever and watching who knows what, the football game and the fucking Survivor.
Yeah, watching the reality show that's the election.
I just tried to explain this to somebody. What we're doing is like trying to push a rock up a hill, and everybody's
a boulder,
like, boulder, massive boulder. You know. But it's within means. It's just a lot of work, and it seems like a job that no one wants to do. And everybody around us is standing and going, "Oh, you'll never make it. Come on, you're crazy. You're nuts. Don't even try it. Take a break." You know, and you're determined to do it, and you start pushing it up the hill, and then people are like, "Oh man, if I tell him that he's doing good, then I look like an asshole for telling him he shouldn't do it." You know what I mean? Like, it's a good parallel to family and friends who all think you're crazy for being a truth seeker and you know, trying to tell the truth about what's really going on. And, you know, some people are so headstrong, they don't want to admit they made a mistake. And at this stage, it's like, I think the worst is going to happen. And I don't doubt Rebecca Ross's assessment there. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be six cities or one city or, you know, but something bad is going to happen. I mean, nothing good can come out. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I've known about this for about a month now. You know, that something really, really bad's coming down the pike, and, you know, her connections are solid. She's connected to pretty heavy hitters, so her information is usually very solid, and we're talking about the 5 to 6 major city attack using nukes or bios or chemicals or the combination of them all. And this would be brought in by Mossad, and it'll be blamed on Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of threw a monkey wrench into the plan with Russia going after ISIS, you know, which is yeah, that might work to our benefit, or it might just accelerate, or it might just be all a big con game. You know, who the hell knows at this point, you know?
And, I think it's a big con game. But at this stage, it's like all the work you put in, all the effort, all the truth telling, you, all the sooth telling, being wise beyond your years, and expressing, you know, life saving advice. Not just advice, like demanding people listen to you, and that you know. When you talk to family and friends, they have prejudice. Like, well, you made a mistake a year ago, so I'm not going to believe you now. So, but when you meet people on Facebook and you know, I don't have 5,000 friends. I have 1,500, and I don't admit just anybody, and I've made mistakes. But it seems to me that in my news feed, almost everything, like 95%, is on message. And I feel like I've been a big part of making that happen. And I know that you have too. And people like John and Tim and Doug, like, there's a lot of us. We know who we know, and you know who you know. And I have hope that this limited number is enough to save a few people, you know, like save their lives. And that just pushing this fucking rock up the hill has been well worth it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's it almost feels like we're fighting a war that is just about impossible to win. They hold all the cards, and as we get closer to the truth, they just continue to up. They continue to up the tyranny, and you know, they're not going to let us if we get too close to waking enough up. That's when you know, these 5 or 6 major cities are going to get attacked, and who the hell else knows what they're going to do. As I said, you know, a lot of people are waiting for, you know, September 23rd to 26th, you know, the blood moons and the Shemitah and some craziness to go on, but, you know, we don't need to wait for a date. We're being attacked right now, and, you know, man, I was kind of impressed with I listened to a little bit of Alex Jones this week, and he's actually talking about Israel in a negative light.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was like, all right, man, you know, at least you're talking about that. But here's my thing. He also announced that he's got over 1 billion viewers per week now. Okay. Listening to a show or viewing it now. We need a head war general right now to gather the troops up. Because our founding fathers are rolling over in their graves. They're sitting back, not believing that we are not charging that 5-mile piece of land that's not even part of the U.S., the District of Columbia, and not taking back our republic. And with that many viewers, you would think you could get, I don't know, at least 100 million to arms and take our republic back. Because, you know, is shit getting better? Is anything getting better as people wake up? No, shit's getting worse. Nothing's getting better, you know? So it's about that time, man. You know, we've been saying this, that we need to do something. We need to take action. And, you know, I don't have enough viewers. You don't have enough viewers. We don't have enough people that we know to be able to do this. I'd be a soldier. But he does. And, he's doing this country a great disservice by sitting back and just mouthing off on air about all this shit. But
he's
not telling us to
take action. Talk about
it is
Israel.
And we took action. What do you think?
Hold on a sec. I was going to say, how trite of him to talk about Israel when we're on the verge of, you know, you know, where was he talking? Where was that discussion for the last, you know, 10, 15
about
years.
About Israel?
Yeah. I mean, why is he just talking about it now? Did he have breakup?
He was talking about, you know, what's going on in the Middle East and what is going on with Assad and Syria, you know, and how Russia's taken out ISIS troops and bombing strategic locations. And he was talking with Joel Skousen, strategic relocation guy, and Skousen was bringing up Israel, and you know, he was backing him up. I said, well, maybe there's some there, you know. I'm hopeful. And you know, I was driving to my son's football game today, and like for a 4 mile stretch, there were people on both sides of the road, like no, actually, you're not. 4 mile stretch, holding signs up that said abortion is killing, and they're anti-abortion. And I thought it was really neat to see all these people on the road. And I was just beeping my horn nonstop for 4 miles and holding my fist out the window to see people out in the streets doing this. I mean, because what Planned Parenthood has done is just so ridiculously evil. I mean, defund Planned Parenthood. How about we need to put people in prison from Planned Parenthood? I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
It's just a given that we should defund it. What about prosecution? And you have our top government people coming out and saying that maybe we should prosecute the people who took the videos. You know, it's like it's so backwards. Like they're who was it?
Yeah, it is so backwards. It's the Twilight Zone. You know. I think we have an opportunity. I mean, you gotta stay positive, even though everything seems against you. But I'm saying that, like, the shit they dreamed up for the Twilight Zone back in the 50s and 60s, you know, that shit's happening now. You know, everything is backwards. It's fucked up. And people are so conditioned to believe what they're told. People are just like mindless robots. And my question is, in a general sense, should you try to warn everybody, or should you just try to warn some people? Now, there was a time when, you know, when people woke up, they didn't say shit. They wouldn't talk about it. They would talk about it in riddles and rhymes, and they'd only talk to people they knew who knew about it. But now it's just open season. It's like, you know, make it or break it. So you got to stay on top of it, and you got to. I feel like a football coach right now. Like, come on, guys, do the plays like we practiced. You know, like we can do it. Break. Anyway, like you've been up for 36 hours, and you know I've been down too. Just this whole weight of the world is on my shoulders right now. It's like it's on yours. It's on anyone who gives a shit. And so, I mean, I thought of taking a break, and actually, I thought of scrapping my fucking movie. And I was just like, it's good. I have a lot of work to do on it. And do I want to do the work? Will there be enough time for anyone to see it? Fuck it. I'm going to do it. And I'm not going to listen to anyone who says take a break. And as for Planned Parenthood, fuck, that is an evil organization. The chop up baby parts and just fucking sick, man. It's like absolutely sick. It's, you know, the veil was lifted and we saw the fucking horrors. This is what happens. I mean, even though we probably could have imagined it or, you know, ventured down that avenue in our mind, now we know for sure that it's by design that they're mass killing babies, like so many, and it's absolutely sick. And yes, people need to be prosecuted. But you know what? The whole justice system's corrupt. And there's a few here and there that are loyal to the Constitution, to the Republic, and all the good stuff. But that's the wild card, right? The rest of the deck is stacked. And so, in my mind, like it's an evolution of consciousness that we need. It's not a revolution. It's not a fucking violent, you know, armed conflict between the good guys and the bad guys, but they're all really just guys. We're in we're in the fight for our lives, but it's like, it's about word of mouth and passing on the message and getting the message right. You know, like, wake the fuck up and do the right thing and fucking pass it on, you know, like, and I think screaming from the rooftops is in order.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, I mean, is it worth it to continue to try to wake people up? Is it working? And, you know, what the hell was that guy's name? Was it Kierkegaard, I think it was? He said there's two ways to be fooled, and one is to believe what isn't true, and the other is to refuse to accept what is true. And what we have going on a mass scale here in the U.S. is refusing to accept what is true.
Well, in essence, that's exactly what it is. And like it's the template for many ideas, but it fits perfectly on the table, on the root cause, on the root idea. People in the U.S. are in denial. It's one of several things. It's either they're scared, they're CD cognitively dissonant, or they're pussies, or they're. You know, there's something pathetic on the scale, and it chalks up to denial. So what you got to do is pump people up, you know, come on, guys, let's go, wake up. I mean, I can laugh about it because I'm not scared, and I know you're not scared, and I know a lot of people that are not scared. I'm not scared to die. I'm not scared to get tortured. I'm not scared to be, you know, whatever. I won't go into the details, but it's like, cross that bridge when you get to it, man. But for now, if you want to save your life and the ones you love, you better fucking wake up, and you better start waking up the others, because this world will come to an end very soon. And that's like, metaphorically speaking, it'll never end. The world will go on, but we won't. And if we want to live, we got to do what we have to do.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, back to this, so sick of it, but this flat earth bullshit, okay? We have, once again, we've completely exposed the 9/11 truth leaders beyond a shadow of a doubt, you and I. And,
yeah, man.
We have all these supposedly people, see people that are supposedly awake, still look up and idolize these people. And so they ban and throw people out like you and I who believe the no planes theory or nukes or direct energy weapons. And but going ahead and talking about flat earth all over the fucking place and having a banner, that's okay. I mean, at this point, I'm just in shock that people are just so fucking stupid and they claim to be awake. I mean, seriously. So flat earth is okay, but no planes isn't. You know, it's right. Just ridiculous. These people are controlled opposition, at least, and government agents at fucking, they're probably government agents. I'm sick of them, and you're sick of them. And again, the reason we keep bringing them up is because, you know, they're fooling a lot of people. And
they are.
Now the flat earth has freaking moved in. And I see people with banners constantly promoting this crap. So I will not use my banner ever again. I like it because it says 9/11 truth, you know, not because I like faith truth. Although I like some people in that movement. That's the only reason I put the banner up. I think it's, you know, it's a good way to spread awareness. At the same time, my banner is done because these people from the faith truth and 9/11 truth movement and wherever else are spreading this flat earth crap. And I want nothing to do with it. Now that banner is becoming synonymous with being a flat earther, and that's something that I'm not going anywhere near. So I'm urging everyone, James, if you have a banner, take it the hell down until they officially say no flat earth. It's allowed in these groups because you're going to be associated with flat earthers.
Well, I saw a picture that depicted the flat earth in three dimensions, so it was like a disc floating in space. And I'm like, well, you know, who mapped out the Earth so that it's a disc? And basically, like, wouldn't it be like like say you ripped off a piece of meat, and that's what it looks like, you know? Like, they have it so refined. How did, who the fuck figured that shit out? Yeah, flat earth, retarded. It's like, what are your priorities? Do you want to live on a flat earth or do you want to live? You know, these people that pansy around this shit that's like irrelevant, it's not important. It may be diluting the issue, but I think what it does already is what you're saying, is that, you know, people are like, disassociate, it's bullshit. And I think the people behind putting it on their banners and allowing that in that group are part of the fucking, like you said, we expose them by them admonishing it, or I don't know if that's the right word, admitting it into the...
Allowing it. It's rather than allowing it in these groups and allowing these people to carry on like this.
What does it say about them? It says they're fucking fucktards. They're idiots. I would say go ahead and ruin your blemish, your tarnish, your fucking whatever. But it's also a tarnish and blemish on the whole 9/11 thing. And you know, I think at this stage, like I went looking through the YouTube listing of all the you just type in 9/11. There's a lot of movies in there that are pro official story. It's more than ever before. But there's still tons of other, like way more conspiracy movies. But it's obviously done on purpose, right? And have you noticed that YouTube and Facebook have stepped up their game? You post something controversial and they'll take it down right away. Like, it hasn't happened to me, but it does happen to other people, and it's like they'll take screenshots of the fucking message, like what they wrote and what the message was. So I always knew they would pull that, and now both of those things, and so we're at the end, I think. You know, it's make it or break it. So, like, fucking go all out, man.
Yeah.
I mean, go all out. Fucking fire all your guns at once, man. You know, I am going to finish the fucking movie. And it's tits, man. It's fucking the best one I did.
Yeah, you know, wouldn't it be neat if we had somebody come out and actually make a movie? You know, they could make it a dramatization or whatever, but of our review, you know, made it to major motion theaters, major motion fiction, made it to major theaters, about the alternative version to 9/11. You know what I mean? But it never happened.
Why? Because it wouldn't be allowed, right?
Right.
I mean,
remember Mark Cuban? He was going to finance a movie about 9/11, and you know, somebody got to him and he pulled out.
Mm-hmm. Pull out. Is it in yet? fuck, man. This movie I did speaks to, like, I was going to do the normal shit, but, and just better. And I was going to do a version of the first movie I did, but make it better. But instead, it became something completely different. And it's talking about all the intricacies and the deep-seated shit, and but it nails everything head-on. And the last section is about the evil fucking assholes behind it all, like the real evil fucking rich motherfuckers and the bankers and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Queen of England and, you know, like all the evil fucking Bilderbergers. And you know, I throw it all in at the end and I explain it all. And I figured, like, what better than that? I already said it, like, fucking seven other times. So, and people, I wouldn't underestimate the power of semi-intelligent people to watch movies about 9/11 and get an idea of what was really going on. Even if it wasn't the right conspiracy, you know, it's such a massive fucking thing. So, and all these other false flags, I mean, people are calling hoax every time because they are hoaxes. And this last one, I mean, I looked at it with a skeptical eye instead of an accepting eye, you know, like, oh, shit, another school shooting. you know, is it a hoax? It was like, oh, it's a hoax, it's a hoax. I know it is. I'm just waiting for people to come out with their videos. And, you know, a lot of people are like that. We just don't know how many people are into it and how many people are in denial, you know?
Yeah.
It's the chance they're taking. And what John told me was that if we wake up too many people, we'll back them into a corner and then they'll squash us. But I don't know if I agree with that. There's something to be said about, you know, 6 billion people waking up. Because when the shit hits the fan, that's when people wake up. For sure. Everybody does. Because it's like the world is not the same anymore at all.
Right.
What do you think?
And at this point, you're not prepared. Yeah, it's going to be a rough road. And again, I think people are sitting back waiting for this huge event to happen. And maybe it will. Maybe it won't happen soon. But I mean, we're being assaulted every day. It's like I put my convertible up for sale. I don't even want it anymore because it's like Groundhog Day. Every day I wake up, and it's getting colder now. So I mean, I wouldn't have the top down, but you know, I stopped liking even driving with the top down because I was forced to stare at even more chemtrails that I'd see through my windshield. You know, it was too much. I want to see that.
I moved from a place that didn't have so many to a place where they got, it's like, every fucking 5 minutes, there's a plane going over. And it's a farm. It's like a, in the country. And you can see for miles in every direction. I mean, there's no buildings or anything blocking your view. So, like, it's just Chemtrail City, man. And you're not far. You're 2 hours away. And all those planes are coming from, you know, Detroit Metro, or it's going to Toronto or whatever. But there's a corridor north-south, and, yeah, and then sometimes they, like, do loop-de-loops and shit like that, and it is disconcerting, man. Fuck, there's the spring, it's like cockroaches, and when, like I said, when you're trying to tell people, you know, that's what they're doing, and they're like, no, they're not, it's borderline getting wanting to punch them in the face now, but, I don't know, I can't punch my friends in the face. But other people I can. Anyways, what's it going to do to wake up someone about chemtrails? It will add to their repertoire of, like, understanding of the total carnage being laid on us. But, I don't know. I cut you off. I should let you keep talking. Sorry.
Oh no! You didn't. You added to the discussion, man, with great relevant facts as always. You know, it's just said to me, the geoengineering, the terraforming, the chemtrails should be of huge concern right now. From the statistics I've looked at, we're about 15 years away from a total extinction on this planet because of it, and it's the easiest thing for people to see because you can walk outside every day and see it with your own damn eyes. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's right in front of your face. And if you're in denial about something that's right in front of your face, yeah, we're in some big trouble, man. And you know, it's time to start making plans to go north. Yeah, I have family in Canada. I'm convinced the U.S. is the new Babylon. I'm convinced we're the sacrificial lamb. It's only a matter of time.
Yeah.
Only a matter of time. You can sit and wait it out. You know, it's like we're just waiting. For something to happen. And a lot of people are under the mistaken impression that they just want it to happen so they can get it over with, not really thinking about just how
that doesn't sound very smart, though. I mean, that sounds like what you're saying is, like, some people are just waiting it out, and or some people are like, just shoot me now, fuck, you know, get it over with. Well,
right.
If you have the knowledge and the awareness and the ability and, you know, it doesn't take much. You can walk. I mean, I know that's fucking brutal. I mean, but think back in history, and people have walked everywhere. Fuck. But, you know, if you can't afford a bus, if you can't afford they have it up here. I mean, you can there's a message board and you
so
can get a ride.
I grew up in a different generation.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, these days people freak out. They lose their mind if they lose their internet for a few hours or their smartphone isn't working correctly. And it's just, it's we've gotten to
those
such a
people are going to go, bud. Those people are going to go. The people who
it's,
do...
And those
so
people are going to die.
Well, that's the thing. Is like, so, yeah. You know, what do you think about that? I mean, you faced it. You say it with acceptance. Like, so do I, because it's not a horrible, awful thing. It's like you didn't listen. You didn't pay attention. And I'm not going to say I told you so. I did, but I'm not going to say it. You know, like, this is what you get. It's like you don't want to pay attention.
Man. This is the key to all our problems.
Yeah, exactly.
I've accepted that there's a lot of people that just aren't going to wake up, and I'm not going to take any pleasure in watching them fall.
It's
like the flat earth people, they think that there's some kind of great paradise if we could just get over that wall. If we could just get outside the dome, and everything is going to be great, and there's some paradise over there. They have this like false belief that everything's going to be great if they can just get over that wall and expose the flat earth, and that's so ridiculous. God, James. And they're growing. They continue to grow. I wanted them to go away. You know, I thought I was hammering them hard along with some other people, but they're continuing to grow and fester. And they're a freaking toxic disease that needs to be stamped out. I mean, I've been researching Eric Dubé and Mark Sargent, the two clowns who started this. Everything they bring up, they don't present solid proof about anything. They have theories, you know, but they don't have any solid proof. And everything that they talk about can be debunked, every single thing. You know, and their best proof is stuff that, well, back in 1700, that was 1700 and 1800, you morons. You know, I mean, we've come a long way in technology and being able to see things since then.
That's funny. I was just watching this show. I don't usually watch TV, but they were talking about discovering.
I want to do a flat earth debate. And I just want to rip these people to freaking shreds with you. It would be a great pleasure.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Baby. Let's not rip these people.
Let's rip them to shreds, man. You know, you fucking idiots. I was just going to follow up, but I watched a show with King Tut's tomb being discovered and the way archaeology transformed over time because of technology. And now they have a different approach, but that's the same with, you know, discovering the Earth isn't flat. And there's tons of examples you can cite to simple ones, like to give rise to the fact that these people are idiots. You know, take a long exposure photograph of Polaris and from different parts of the world, and you'll find out that you have different poles or whatever because of the long exposure and then the rotation of the Earth and blah, blah, blah. But there's actually something called the pyramids are lined up perfectly. I don't know what the word is. If you look at, I can't explain it. Have to look it up. But there's real world physical examples that demonstrate that the Earth is round. I mean, so that there's nothing that these people can say except say NASA's fucking lying. You know, that's the fucking biggest cop. I mean, seriously, if NASA was lying about everything. Like Hubble telescope pictures and shit like that. I don't know. It'd be a massive conspiracy, like the biggest whatever. But because that's the biggest mind fuck of all, if you can see it that way. But I don't believe we went to the moon. I think that was a publicity stunt. But I do believe in space shuttle missions and shit like that, and that satellites orbit the planet and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, sorry, go on.
Well, they got a GoFundMe account now because they're working on, they're almost halfway there. They get $1,000 to take up some fancy equipment and some cameras and a balloon to prove that the Earth is flat. And I'm just like, hey, you know what? Yeah, you know, because world hunger and all these wars and the chemtrails and everything that's going on right now, that's, we shouldn't be helping fund that. We should be funding this balloon trip when there are umpteen YouTube videos of people going up in frickin' balloons with fucking cameras, you know? It's the stupidest thing I've ever frickin' seen.
Oh, they'll tell you, though, because they're using a fisheye lens from the satellites, and they're not even real satellites, and blah, 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 blah. I mean, but you're right. It has nothing to do with anything. It's like, why does that matter? There's pressing issues. And I think once you said, like, the ocean is 10% researched or whatever.
1%.
Okay.
We discovered 1% of fucking, well, not so much the ocean. Yeah, it's more like 10% of the ocean research, but what lies below the ocean.
Right.
You know, in that earth, that less than 1%.
Yeah, well, what does that tell you? We got a lot of research we need to do here before we go out there. And these people are...
Well, there's enough natural resources under the oceans to last us for millions and millions of years, and they say we're running out. And they're
right.
Going off to space instead.
That's all distraction shit, I think, you know?
Yeah.
Like, honestly, and this flat Earth shit is to throw a wrench into the whole truth discovery, the truth movement. I hate saying that, fuck. I just getting to the bottom of the lies is what I mean. People want to be distracted. But like, I'm sick of this. This truth is scary. I want to be distracted by something completely ridiculous.
Oh, and the thing is, these people really believe it, man. They believe it so with their heart and soul. It's sad. This is the downfall of society, man. I mean, do these people have kids? They tell their kids to go to school and say this? I mean, I'm sure they're not hiding it from their kids, and the kids are gonna go to school and they're gonna get laughed at, teased, bullied, and quite possibly end up diagnosed as mentally ill. So you're messing your kids up too, and that's just sick. That's a form of child abuse to me.
This new world order is coming, and we can put a wrench into that collectively. We can overthrow it if we work together. I wouldn't, if I were you, you know, like, spend more energy on hashing out the real stuff, the truth, instead of, like, fending off the bullshit. It's sort of like fighting a war on two fronts. It's, like, it's hard to do. But this New World Order thing is, like, around the corner. And I think of all the people in the world, they're gonna keep the kids and get rid of the adults. It's like, completely, completely brainwash them. And, they're already chipping them, and they're. I've seen posters for free chipping of your children. I don't know if they give you like some kind of gift or whatever, but there's got to be some bullshit gimmick. And you know, that's the real fight is like what they want to do, and. If they start dropping nukes, man, oh my God. But I don't know. I think I cornered myself, and I don't know what to say.
You're having a realization just how insane and insidious these people are, James. And, you know, we've known it all along. We know what they're capable of. And, I completely believe they're going to pull something like that. I completely believe that's what they're famous for pulling false flags, pulling us into a war, and then we'll have to give up more of our rights. And, in comes the one world government and the one world currency. And now they control everything. And if they don't like what you're saying, they can just shut off your chip, and you don't eat. You don't get anything. And that's exactly what it is. You know, they're taxing us on carbon. You know, carbon is the building block for life, but they're convincing people that's bad. They're taxing us on smart meters. I mean, they're taxing us on everything. Pretty soon, it's going to be driverless cars. They're already talking about planning to give them their own lane. Pretty soon, it'll be so expensive to drive that nobody will drive, and they'll just get in their driverless car. And if you do drive, it'll be so expensive to drive because that's the way they want it. Insane. And that's, you know, I'd love to do a show one of these times on transhumanism and then the deconstruction of man and what's going on, because there's a lot of people that believe that this generation, Generation Y, they're the last truly fully human generation that we're going to see ever on this planet if things keep going like this. They're already merging with their machines and their smartphones. You see it all the time.
Human beings will have tails and extra vertebrae and, you know, extra thumb. No, I'm just
right, it's a good thing. They'll tell you on it. They'll think it's a good thing. They'll make it trendy and cool. Everybody will want to do it.
I got a new thumb. Or you'd be like, right. You have to work extra hard because you have two thumbs, or it's four thumbs. All the two thumb people line up here. Okay, go into this chamber.
Right.
It's, man, I don't know. It's funny to be able to laugh about this shit because it truly everything is ridiculous. And I mean, so many people don't see it, and when it hits, they're gonna be freaked right out, man. And if anything, telling them the truth, at least so it crosses past them, will prepare them for the worst in some way or another. But if they're completely clueless, they're gonna freak. And meanwhile, we'll be laughing.
Yeah, my neighbors don't even really wave anymore since I took the our American flag that we have in the front yard and I turned it upside down.
Oh, no.
Because they don't understand that means the nation's in distress, not disrespect. We are in distress. They don't even understand that.
Yeah. It's there's been a breakdown at all levels, and, you know, in some ways, it's good to, you know, you build a sandcastle and you tear it down, you build it again, it's better. But sometimes you can, like, pull things apart, but it depends on who's breaking it down. I mean, if it's the bully on the block, well, you're going to be a little pissed off. And if the bully's, like, in control telling you how to build your sandcastle, well, fuck, that's not fun either. Anyway, The radio show is almost over, but is there anything else you want to say?
No, I think we covered a lot, and I still have hope, but you know, it's slowly going away, and I'm in the process of making plans, you know, an exit plan. I think a lot of people, there's no exit plan. The plan is you know, trust your government, and if the shit hits the fan, that they'll take care of you. Get your local camp. Go get some food. You know, I mean, that's how brainwashed people are these days. And I know it sounds heartless and cruel, but you know what? I mean, there's nothing I can do for them. They decided to allow this to happen by ignoring it, by not doing anything about it, not speaking up about it, and they're gonna get, you know. they're going to get the result of that is horror. You know, it's just going to be mass chaos. I mean, what is it? It's like 50% of the people in the U.S. will be dead in a week. if the power went out, if the grid went down, you know, it's just that's there you go. You know, you just called 150 million real quick. I mean, think about it. People won't be able to get medication. The elderly, the sick.
Yep.
They're done.
Yeah. Our show's done. It's going to kick out in 2 seconds. But that
okay.
Was great. Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks for having me on. As always, love talking to you, my friend.
Right on, bro. I'd love to do that show with you. And I guess we'll talk after this. All right. Take care, bud.
All right, yeah, bless, peace.
Peace.